Ernest Thompson, our guest now live. Good Morning New Hampshire on our network of news talk stations right up into Portland. Academy Award winner for the adapted screenplay, along with, I think, Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. But Ernest joins us right now. He's making an appearance in Portsmouth this weekend on the play, still out there as different versions of the play, but joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thanks for being with us, Ernest.
It's my pleasure. Good to talk to you.
A little bit of what got you there at a younger age to write this, and I know you've been asked this a zillion times. Did you have any idea when you kind of put pen to paper or whatever you did to write the screenplay and the story on Golden Pond, did you ever realize what you were composing there?
Oh, sure. I knew it was going to be a smash. I thought if I was really lucky, I could get some actors to get in my living room and read it and then tell me I should think of something else to do with my life. So I had no idea, but I don't think we knew when we made the movie that we were creating something that was going to turn out to be what it was. You know, it's the second highest grossing movie of 1982 after Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think the Fondas thought they were making a home movie and maybe using it as a sort of therapy. But it seems to have struck a chord for people, as is true of the play. And I wish there were a formula, because I'd follow it all the time. I'm sure every filmmaker would say the same thing. But it just reaches into people's hearts. And I think that what you were saying a minute ago about our own relationships with our own parents, it became sort of a universal draw.
And again, his latest book we're going to talk about in a minute, as well as the stuff happening over in Portsmouth, I think, this weekend. Book of Maps, Ernest Thompson, a pretty good novel as well. And you kept it all in New Hampshire, which is interesting. Originally from Vermont, I think, but you've been in the Lakes region. You're still there. Why the love for New Hampshire and staying there? And there must have been a temptation at a younger age to, you know, head out west, head out to Hollywood, hang out with the screenwriters and the producers, the directors and the actors. What's the love for New Hampshire?
Well, I did do some of that along the way, Jack. I was very busy in L.A. I starred in a couple of television series in the 70s, and then I became busy as a screenwriter, and I won the little Oscar thing, but you know, it didn't really feel like the right fit for me. And it was a lesson that Hepburn sort of reinforced for me, because she always kept a place in Connecticut, and I spoke the language. When we made the movie, I didn't know this part of New Hampshire. My folks lived over in Walpole when I was born, which is why we went across the river to Vermont for the blessed event. But I just like it here, and I wanted my kids to have a childhood not dissimilar to what I did. And I have lots of friends. And what's really remarkable about the Lakes region, I think you can say it about all of New Hampshire, there's a lot of talent here. And I've made a couple of movies, my small production company, and everywhere I turn, there are people who are wonderful actors and singers and songwriters. So why not? It's a beautiful place to live.
You know, you're still going in terms of writing and doing projects and helping authors and doing your stuff, Ernest Thompson. I want to ask you kind of a question that maybe has been asked a lot of you, but I'm going to come at it differently. In my years of being in the media and former television stuff and meeting professional athletes and some, you know, they don't like the term legends, but, you know, sometimes, you know, to be the son of Bobby Orr is probably a little tough sometimes, or to be the kid, the son of Tiger Woods right now as a golfer. So your baby on Golden Pond was just such a hit, such a successful, wonderful thing. And you did win the Oscar. It was that a little bit of a, in a weird way, a blessing and a curse to do that at a young age? And how do you touch that same kind of accomplishment again without knowing if you're going to catch lightning in a bottle? Does that make sense?
It does. And I look at it on the positive side, because it was a relief. And I have contemporaries who began in the business when I did in the early 70s, and they're still waiting for that moment. And I kind of just did it. And yeah. Everybody loves success. I've had other plays and movies that have had their moments. Nothing could ever rise to the level of On Golden Pond, and I'm aware of that. But I don't consider it a curse. I think it really was a blessing to just kind of get that out of the way. And then I've been able to do whatever I want and explore in all kinds of different directions. And that's why this book came about, the Book of Maps. I hadn't traveled in that lane before, and I wanted to feel what that was like. And you know, the play is always in production somewhere, and it's been the most amazing gift that fate gave me. And
that's cool.
My late agents, we used to say it was like what they said about the British Empire. The sun never sets on a production of On Golden Pond. And here we are playing in Portsmouth this weekend, and I just love it. I appreciate it. I'm grateful that new sets of actors sit down all over the country and 30 different languages and take on the play. And I think it's a legacy play now, and the implication is that it's going to go on for a long time.
Ernest Thompson, real quickly, are you going to be there this weekend? And can people come say hi and meet you and all that?
Yeah, I'm going to go over for the Sunday matinee. I'm going to do a Q&A afterwards, so I hope people show up. It's a wonderful production, great actors. And afterwards, we're going to segue into a sort of book signing and reading, and my new novel I'll have in hand. So if people want to buy it and have me sign it. And I also travel with my little buddy, the Oscar. So if people want to come take a picture, they're welcome to show up. Don't have to see the matinee to show up at 4:45 at Seacoast Repertory Theater. But I'd love it if people saw the play as well.
Right in Portsmouth. And real quick, 1 minute on the Book of Maps.
Book of Maps was inspired by a road trip I took with my son 20 years ago. And it's interesting. It takes place in 2002, and it's kind of a nostalgia piece because our world has changed so much. Our country has changed so much. But it's another love story. It's another complicated parent-child relationship. And I think that the only people who should read the Book of Maps are people who've had fathers or are fathers or maybe know a father or are married to a father.
Well, listen, Ernest Thompson, thank you so much again. Get out and say hi to Ernest. See his latest book. And, of course, as he calls it, his little friend, the big friend, the Oscar, this weekend over in Portsmouth. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Love to get you back again soon on your book.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Ernest.